Good evening. The show begins with a conversation about California with Jeff Bliss, Pacific Watch. We touch upon several troubled cities, Las Vegas, still trying to shed the nickel and diming reputation that built up over the years because of overcharging, grotesque overcharging. Jeff gives an example, and he's been to Las Vegas since he was very young, so he's seen the city through several transformations. $45 for a martini. A charge for sitting at the pool. A resort charge, despite the fact you're already paying a hotel charge. What's a resort charge? All this adds up to people don't want to be there. They go downtown, which is less glitzy, but allows them to gamble, have fun, and not be with the feeling of being ripped off. Now, Las Vegas is transforming. Baseball coming. Hockey's there. Football's there. In-N-Out is coming. Two or three-story In-N-Out. The Strip is going to be transformed by the Boring Company, the tunnel that now opens between this airport and the Strip. Makes it easy. You get in a Tesla, goes through the tunnel. 12 minutes, it says. Whatever. No longer taxi rides. So Las Vegas has all the elements of a great success and the Sphere. But the overcharging, the charging for ordinary things, why? Jeff says it's because it's run by the stock market corporations out of New York and they have no feel for the people who work there and live there and attend. We talk about other troubled cities. Seattle, Jeff says, almost as much troubled as Portland, with a new mayor who's never been a mayor before, socialist ideas, and strange tolerance for people abusing themselves with drugs who turn out to be victims of crime gangs anyway. So we touch on Seattle, then the trouble in San Francisco. A big old mall just shut down. Last customer out. Turn the lights out. San Francisco is dying in pieces. And the rich people who live in Marin County watch it. I guess you shrug it off. I was there a couple of times in the 20th century and the 21st century. Hilly, not very big compared to New York, and now abandoned by the millennials. I don't know who abandoned it. Not promising when a mall shuts. Everything online? Question mark. We then go to Los Angeles, where block after block is homeless downtown. And I learned from a police veteran who's telling a reporter, we can hear the video, that the blocks of homeless are run by gangs. You must pay a fee or suddenly you'll have your tent on fire. So you either let drugs be sold where you are, or prostitution where you are, or you pay a fee. And they collect. So we're not looking at homeless people. Looking at drug addicts who are being abused by other drug addicts to commit crimes, and the police just back off. How can you solve all that if you don't solve the drug cartel problem? Those are the four troubled cities. We then talk about Gavin Newsom running for president. I think he's a very strong candidate. So does the Democratic Party. Great hair, great looks, hard to understand. Comes from California, and running the U.S. is about as difficult as running California, is the claim. And it'll be a relief from the Trump years, although the hair, the orange hair to the, I guess it's silver hair. And Gavin Newsom has a light touch. He endorses everything the legislature gives him, except for what makes him look bad. But Congress isn't going to be nearly as dominating as we see these days, especially if he comes in with a Democratic House. But that's too far away. We've got a midterm coming in 26. Conversation about Italy with Lorenzo Fiore, waiting for the Olympics in 2 weeks. Not enough snow in the Eastern Alps. not enough feeling of cold for the ice hockey games in Milan. Jeff and Lorenzo and I will cover the Olympics over the next couple of weeks on Fridays. Jeff knows somebody on the bobsled team for the U.S., and he loves hockey. Lorenzo is very excited about all the events that are going to be in Milan. Wonderful. Conversation about with Henry Sokolsky about AI finding new geothermal sites that have been overlooked or ignored by the Department of Energy. Geothermal is the ultimate weapon to fight fossil fuel paranoia and expensive electricity from nuclear energy. The theory is very straightforward. It's warm down below. So you use that warmth to spin turbines of steam, and that creates electricity. Okay. AI finding what we can't find. We also talk about a gigantic rocket with an 8-ton payload, non-nuclear, invented by South Korea to destroy the bunkers in North Korea. Down 100 meters. That's the size of the hole. It can only go 300 kilometers, but all the command bunkers are right up on the DMZ. Good idea. 8-ton payload. Wow. And then the author is Lee Smith, my longtime colleague. It's the book about the China lobby and how a dinner in 1997 at the White House, Bill and Hillary Clinton, the host and hostess, with all the VIPs from Spielberg, members of Congress, Joe Biden, celebrating the WTO for China. Going to open up China, make the world safer. People of China will have democracy. No, they won't. And that was 8 years after Tiananmen, and there was no explanation. Wasn't going to be. Isn't yet. Anyway, Lee Smith interviewed Trump about this, President Trump, after he was elected, for the second time. And Donald Trump addresses it directly. We let all that manufacturing get away from us. And it hurt the American people and just endorsed China's belligerence. Why? Why are we dealing with people who murder routinely and abuse and cheat and steal? They know no other way. The Chinese communists. Later on, a conversation with Bob Zimmerman that's fun about space tugs are necessary because there's so much space junk in low Earth orbit. It's a mess, and somebody has to clean it up because it's real dangerous out there to monetize low Earth orbit in a space station where you sell big-ticket items, and yet you're worried about being hit by tiny meteorites coming at you in low Earth orbit. So enterprising people are putting together space tug companies. It's a concept, hasn't happened yet, to deorbit the junk. There's much more to the show. I hope you like it. Thank you for listening.